Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud. We are holding on daf Tes Amud Beis of Masech Sanhedrin, and we are going to discuss, Rava is going to teach us a number of things, but specifically about the notion of Palginan Dibura, that a person says an Eidos that involves two elements, that sometimes we'll believe him on one of the elements, and we're not going to believe him on the other element. And Rava is also going to teach us a limitation on the rule of Kamnei B'Derab Mineis that we started to discuss yesterday, and that is that Kamnei B'Derab Mineis does not apply when it's mamon zeh unufashel zeh. If you owe the mamon to one person and the nufashel to somebody else, then we're not going to say kam leib d'ramine. Then the Gemara is going to discuss where we know the Mishnah tells us that according to one shita in Tanayim, when you do malchus, it's bishlosha, you have three dayanim. So what's the source that you only need three dayanim for malchus? And that's going to lead us into a discussion that Edim Zomim kept Malkus. How we know that Edim Zomim, in fact, kept Malkus. Then the Gemara is going to move on to the second opinion in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Shmuel says you need Esrim Vishlosha for Malkus. So we're going to have two explanations for Rabbi Shmuel, why you would need 23 judges for Malkus. And that second explanation is going to explore the relationship between Malkus and Misa, that there may be more strongly connected than we otherwise would have thought. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have four different explanations of what the Mishnah means when it says Ibur HaChodesh Bishlosha, what that means that you need three for Ibur HaChodesh, what exactly that's referring to. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss the role of three, five, and seven Dayanim when it comes to Ibur HaShana, because apparently the Mishnah says that there's three, five, and seven. Well, which is it? Is it three? Is it five? Or is it seven when it comes to Ibur HaShana? So let's begin. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avishai Newman, L'zchus Refuah Shleima, for his father Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freida. He should be zochet to have Refuah Shleima from the Zchus of our learning. So we are holding five lines from the end of the page on Daf Tes Amud Beis. Ve'omar Rav Yosef, says the Gemara, Ve'omar Rav Yosef, Ploni Revo La'onso, Hu Ve'achar Mitztarfin La'hargo. If a person says that this guy was Roveya me, that this guy has raped me, B'mishkav Zachar, and it was against my will, so he is believed, together with somebody else, to kill the person who he claimed was Roveya him, La'onso. L'ritzono, but if the person who's being made says that he was a willing participant and that it wasn't against his will, that he was willing to do it, then Rasha who, then he's saying about himself that he's a Rasha, that he engaged in Gilei Arayos, Vatora Amra Al Tashas Rasha Aid, and the Torah says you can't have a Rasha as an aid, and therefore we throw out the entire Eidos, even though as far as Ploni Ravo, to say that Ploni's a Roveya, he's not necessarily saying he's a Rasha, but by saying that he was Roveya me, and it was Luritzoni, he's a Rasha. So we automatically disqualify his entire Eidos. That is Rav Yosef. But Rava Amar Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo Ve'en Adam Esim Atzmo Rasha. The fact that he says that it was about himself, that it was Ravani Luritzoni, that part we don't believe in, because a person is a Karov Eitzel Atzmo, a person is not Neman to make himself a Rasha. So we throw that part of the Eidos out, and he's believed to say that the other guy was Roveya. We do Palgina Dibura. We believe him to say that the other guy was Roveya, but we don't believe him to say about who he was Roveya. Amar Rava, Ploni Ba'al Ishti. If a person says that such so-and-so was Ba'al my wife, Huva Achram Tzarfen Largo, he along with somebody else can be the Edom against this guy to have this guy, this adulterer killed. Avalo Lahargo, but not to get the wife killed. So says Gemara, my Kamashmalandim, Falginam Bidibura, what's your big Chiddush? That we're going to believe him partially and not believe him entirely? That we believe him to say that this man was slept with the married woman, but we don't believe him to say who that married woman was, that it was his own wife, that we do Palgina Dibura? Hainu hach, that's exactly the same halacha we just taught when it came to the case of Ploni Ravani Liritzoni, that we say Palgina Dibura. Why would it be any different when you say Ploni Ravani Liritzoni or when you say Ploni Ba Al Ishti? In either event, of course you're going to say Palgina Dibura. So says, well, no, it's not of course. Ma'al Detema Adam Karav Eitzel Atzma Amrinan Eitzel Ishta Lo Amrinan. We'll say Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo, that he's not going to be believed that Ravani Liritzoni, because that's about me. But to say that Ba'al Ishti is not me, Ishti is somebody else, it's my wife, it's a different person. So I might think we don't say Adam Karav Eitzel Ishto, and therefore we're not going to require require Palgina Dibura. Kamash Milan, that's why it has to tell us that we're going to say Palgina Dibura even in the case of Ploni Ba al Ishto. So a couple of things over here. First of all, Rava said Adam Karavetz Latzman, therefore Ein Adam Esim Atzma Rasha. So you see from Rava that if a person comes to Beis Din and he's made that Ploni was Roveya him willingly, that he was a willing participant, he's not believed that he was near Valeritzona because his Karavetz Latzmo can't be made about himself, but we do believe him that the other guy was Roveya, a man, and he's therefore able to testify with somebody else that this other guy is Roveya, a man. So asks Tosos in the bottom Tosos over here in Divra Maschel Ve'ein that there is a Sugya Maseches Ksubas and Daf Yud Ches where the Gemara says by Edim and Ishtar that say that let's say we have Edim signed on Ishtar Ein Ksav Yadim Yotzei Makom Acher, we have no way of knowing who these signatures are but for their own word. The only way to be Mekayim the signatures in Ishtar is either by getting two Edim to testify that they recognize the signature, or getting the people who signed themselves to be Mekayim their own signatures. Well, we have no two Edim. We don't have anybody else verifying these signatures. We only have these two guys verifying their own signatures. If they say, Ksavya Deinu Uzeh, yes, this is our signature, Avla Nusuma Yinu Machmas Nefashos, but we signed it with a gun to our heads, this loan didn't happen, this sale didn't happen, whatever the Dinim Mamanus that's referred to in the Shtar is not true, it's a false document, we just didn't want to die, and we were being threatened with our lives, and that's why we signed it, so they are Neman, we believe them. But if they say, Ksavya Deinu Uzeh, Avla Nusuma Yinu Machmas Mamon, if they say, this is our handwriting, but everything in the Shtar is false, and the only reason that we signed it was that we were paid off, or that they threatened to take away our money, so meaning we accepted a bribe to be made, then they're not going to be believed, because they're going to be declaring themselves as Rashaim for willing to falsify a document for a bribe, for money, and Ein Adam Esim Atzma Rasha. That's the sugya in Maseches Ksubas. So asks Tosos that the Lechora, it's against our Gemara, because even if they should have been believed on the Eidos, that over there they should have, we should have said, not that we throw out the Eidos and that it's worthless and that Ein Adam Esim Atzma Rasha. What we should have said over there is that they're believed on the part of the Eidos that Ksav Yadam Uzeh, that this is their handwriting, and that they were anusim to sign it, but not as far as the details of what the onus was. They say that it was an onus mamon. No, we can't possibly believe that. You're an Er L'Chayid. There's no way it's an onus mamon. Ein Adam Esim Atzma Rasha. It must have been an onus nefashos. But the fact that it was onus, we should still passel the shtar. We should still say that in fact there was an onus there. We just shouldn't believe them about the nature of that onus. And that's why Tosa says that over here also, we don't believe them that this guy was Roveya at all, because we don't say Palgina Dibura on Eidos of an individual person. We only believe him that he was the Nirva, rather. We only believe him that guy was the Roveya. Meaning Palgina Dibura is, I believe you Klape Ruvein, I don't believe you Klape Shimon. But we're not going to say, I believe half of what you're saying about Ruvein, but not the other half of what you're saying about Ruvein. So in our Gemara, it's not that we believe the guy Ploni Rivani. No, we don't, and we just don't believe that it was Lertzono. No, we don't believe Ploni Rivani. We believe Ploni Roveya, somebody, but not Rivani. That part we're not going to believe. You don't say Palgina Dibura within a single individual. That's the Chiddush that Tosos suggests. A second point over here, also discussed by Tosos, the Gemara on the top, Ploni Ba'al Ishti, that he and somebody else are allowed to be Mitztarif to kill the guy, but not the wife. So, Tosos writes that from Rava it's muchach that the relatives of the nirtzach are able to be made about the rotzeach, and they're not considered to be nogea be'edus. Why would they not be considered to be nogea be'edus? The relatives of the murder victim are allowed to be the edim against the murderer. How is that possibly true? Aren't they the greatest example of a nogea be'edus? So this is not in our he suggests that the reason is that they gain nothing when you kill the murderer. When the murderer gets a misas based in, the relatives of the nirtzach don't get their relative back. back. So they gain nothing from that. Once he's already dead, they're no longer considered a nogea be'edus. It doesn't help them in any way. When you say ploni ba'alishti, hu v'achram etzar from the hargo, but that baal is assering her on him, nevertheless, he's nem on the hargo, because since that hefsid has already happened, it doesn't help that he's going, that the rotzeach is, that the boel is going to get killed, and that's why he's neman. That it's a very similar idea that we have over here. So that is the shita of the Tosos Hariva. Okay, let's see the Gemara further. Ve'amar Rava, Rava teaches us more similar cases. Ploni ba al nara amurasa. Let's say a person, two people testify that this fellow was boel and nara amurasa. V'huzmu, and then the edim become edim zomim in their edus, so that he was boel and nara amurasa. Ne'ragin, the edim zomim get killed. Ve'in mishalman mamun, but they don't pay any money, because normally you would say, well, if they were trying to claim that this guy was Bola Naram Rasa, they were trying to cost the Naram Rasa, or her father, since she's only a Nara, they were trying to cost her father the Ksuba money. So normally you would say they'd be Chayiv to pay the money, but over here not, because they didn't identify the Naram Rasa. They just said that this man was Boel a Naram Rasa. They didn't say which Naram Rasa. So Mela, there's no Chayiv Mamon. In fact, Rashi explains that there's they don't pay the Tovas Anar of the Ksuba because they didn't say which Nara. So the Ad Ramah says, what's the Havamino? How's it Shaykh to say that they would pay money? There was no one who we possibly could have said they were trying to be Mechai of the money. They weren't costing anybody anything if they don't identify who the Nara Marasa is. So the Ad Ramah says, it must be that we're talking about a case that it's true. They didn't identify who the Nara Marasa is, but later it became obvious that from their telling of the story, we were able to put two and two together and we realized exactly who the Nara Amrasa is. But at the time of the beginning of the Reidus, we didn't yet know, and they certainly weren't intending to be made on the Nara Amrasa. They were only intending to be made on the Boel. So even though it came to light who they were referring to, who the Nara Amrasa would be, that wasn't the intention of the Reidus at all. So Rav is Mechadish, that since at the time of the Reidus they weren't trying to be Mechayiv the Nara, even though later on it became evident who the Nara is, we don't say is Bara Davul Mafreya that it was this Nara and therefore it would have cost her Ksuba. No, they weren't Mechavin to cost her Ksuba, so Mela she doesn't lose her Ksuba. The Aruch Lener explains that, why do we pick a case in Naram Rasa? Just say Ish is Ish. I mean, you want to pick a case where a woman's going to lose her Ksuba, a woman cheats on her husband, she loses her Ksuba. So why do we have to pick a case of Naram Rasa? So the Aruch Lener explains, because if we were talking about an Ish is Ish, we never would have been able to say the next line of the Gemara. The next line of the Gemara is, if they do identify the Naram Rasa, they say that this man was Boel, Bito Shalploni, a Naram Rasa, and which Naram Rasa? Bito Shalploni, this specific Naram Rasa. V'huzma, and then they turn out to be Edim Zomin. They get killed and they pay money. What happened to Kamla Bidravina? I thought you can't get both Misa and Mamon. Yeah, Mamon Lazeh, Unafashos Lazeh. In this instance, they're Chayiv the Mamon to one person and the Nefashos to somebody else. The Mamon is to the Avia Nara and the Nefashos is to the guy or to the girl herself. So the Mamon and the Nefashos are two separate people. So that's what the Aruch Lener explains. That's why we couldn't have picked a case of Eishes Ish. In the case of Eishes Ish, they would not have had to pay money because it would have been Kamle B'drab Mineh. Because in the case of Eishes Ish, the woman herself would be losing her Ksuba. So it would be Mamun and Misa to the same person. But once by Naram Rasa, since it's the father that's losing the money, so the Mamun and the father is not the one who would get the Misa. So that's why it's Mamun Lazeh, Unafashal Sazeh. That's what the Aruch Lener explains. That's why we dafka pick a case of Naram Rasa as opposed to case of Eishes Ish. Says more further, V'yama Rava, another statement of Rava on a related topic. Ploni Rava Hashor. You say that this guy committed bestiality, he was Rovea Ashor. V'huzmu, and then the Eidim become Eidim Zomin, Neragin Vein Mishalmin Mamon. They get killed, but they don't pay the money, even though that Shor now becomes Asr Bana, the Shor also gets Skila, so they're costing the owner of that Shor money. They don't pay money because they never identified whose Shor it was. They just said Ploni was Rovea a shor, but they didn't say whose shor it was, so their edus never could have cost anybody any money, and therefore they don't have to pay any money when they're found to be edim zomim. But if they say shor shel ploni, they identify the shor, and then they become edim zomim, ne'ragin umishalmin, and then they get killed and they pay the mamon, and they pay umishalmin mamon. Mamon lezeh, unefashel sezeh, because it's mamon lezeh, unefashel sezeh, the chiyuv martored two separate people, the nefashel to the person who is roveah the shor, the mamon is to the owner of the shor. So fracting marasul amali hainu hach, isn't that, didn't you already teach me exactly that halacha, that when it's mamon lezeh and nefashel sezeh, the edim zomim can get both mamon and nefashel, but when they're both to the same person, they only get one. So says Marano, mishum de kabai baye ilavei, because Rava had raised a shaila related to this case. De baye Rava, ploni Rava shori mahu. What if he didn't leave the shor anonymous, nor did he say shoro shel ploni. He said shori, that this man was roveya my own shor. So Rava wasn't sure. Mi amrin an adam karav etzel atzma, vein adam karav etzel mamono. Adil amrin an adam karav etzel etzel adam karav etzel mamono. Do we say that a person is not considered to be a karav by his mamon, he's only considered to be a karav etzel atzmo, or do we assume that he's even considered to be a karav etzel mamono? So basa debaya hadr pashta adam karav etzel atzmo, vein adam karav etzel mamono. Rava ultimately was poshet that shaila that a person is a karov etzel mamono as well. So what exactly Rava's shaila was? What do you mean? He's karov etzel atzmo, not karov etzel mamono, or is karov etzel mamono? Says machlokas rishonim. Rashi in Dibra Maschil Hadar Pashta explains that Rava's suffix was: do we say that since he's going to be believed about the roveya, he's ne'eman to be sokel the shor as well, and Maskana, we say a person is not karov etzel mono, he has no psul edus of karov, he's considered like a baldin that's not petaris edus at all, because he's ne'eman on the rovea where he has a din of edus, and therefore the shor is going to be killed as well. That's how Rashi understands. The Raver understands that no, that since he's not ne'eman on the shor because he's considered karov and he's psul edus, the edus is batal on the rovea as well, the opposite direction. That if you say that adam karov etzel shoro, that the Memele is not going to be able to be Mechayev the other person either. The person, not the other person, there's only one person. He's not going to be able to be Mechayev the Roveya because because his Eidos is already fully disqualified. Okay, Makos Bishlosha. We had a Machlokos in the Mishnah. How many Dayanim you need in order to be Mechayev someone Malkos? Tanakama, etc. Remember that Malkos only requires three Dayanim. So says Gemara, Mino Hani Mili. Where do we know that three Dayanim is good enough for Malkus? Amar Avuna Amar Kra Vishaftum Shnayim. It says Ushvatum, and that teaches us that since Ushvatum is in plural, it's got to be two. So we see that there are two Dayanim, and Vein Bezin Shakul Mosif Nalei Modechad. You can never have two Dayanim, you always have to have an odd number, so we have to add at least one more. Hare Kan Shlosha. That's how we get the idea of three Dayanim when it comes to a case of Malkus. It says Gemara El Me'ata, if you're really going to darshan every time a plural is used, v'hitzdiku shnayim, v'hirshiyu shnayim, so it says v'hitzdiku in plural, v'hirshiyu in plural, we should add another two dayanim for each of those. Harei kan shiva, so we shouldn't have three dayanim, we should have seven dayanim. So says Gemara, no, we already need the v'hitzdiku and v'hirshiyu for an entirely different drasha. Homi ba'ile kedu ula, we need the drasha v'hitzdiku and v'hirshiyu for what ula taught. Dam ula, Remez Eidim Zomim Torah Minayin. How do I know that there's a remez in the Torah for the notion of Eidim Zomim? Says more, Remez Eidim Zomim. Vaksiv Kasher Zomim. What do you mean Remez Eidim Zomim? It's pretty explicit in the Torah. The Torah says Kasher Zomim. Why would you think you need it's a remez at all for Eidim Zomim? Ela Remez Eidim Zomim Shalokin Minayin. No, the question is not how I know that there's a notion of Eidim Zomim and that you do Kasher Zomim Lasas Lachim. No, I need to know how do we know that there's an idea that Edom Zomim, who you can't do Kasher Zomim on, you give Malkus. That the default punishment for Edom Zomim, when we can't do the Kasher Zomim, is Malkus. That's what we're looking for a remez for. And that we find in these words. Dichsiv, it's Tikwa Satzadik for Yeshua Sarasha. Pasuk says, when the righteous one is vindicated and the evil one is exposed to be evil, then Vayim Binakos Sarasha. Then we give Malkus. What? Mishum Titzikwas at Sadik Virshivas Arasha Vayim Binakos Arasha? When the judges do good, when they do a good job, and they're Matzik the Tzadik, and they're Mashiach the Rasha, they're going to get Malkus. The Edom do a good job, they're Matzik the Tzadik, they're Mashiach the Rasha, the Edom are going to get Malkus for that, for telling the truth and for making everything, for allowing justice to prevail. No, what it means is, Ela Edom Shershivas at Tzadik. If you have Edom who initially were Mashiach the Tzadik, they tried to make the guy who should have been innocent, they tried to make him guilty. Vasuei de Achrini Vitzdikwas at Tzadik to Meyukara. And then other Edom had to come and patch it up, and they had to vindicate the guy who was a tzaddik all along, but who was up against it because these two Edom had lied about him. Vishavinu lahanach rishayim, and this second group of Edom makes the first group, exposes the first group of Edom as the real rishayim. Then vahayim bin akos harasha. Then we give malchus to that first group of Edom. So that's the source from malchus to Edom zomim that it says vahayim bin akos harasha dafka because vitztiku virshiu, that the wrong people, they were Mashiach, the wrong people, and then ultimately a second group came and was Mashiach, the first group. So that's how we know you get Malkus. Ask the Gemara, why do I need such a fancy drasha to teach that you get Malkus for Edom Zomim? V'tepekle milosana. Shouldn't we just say that they got Malkus anyway because it's a violation of a losase min Torah? Torah says losana, you're not allowed to testify falsely about someone else. So that's it. That's all you need. So you get Malkus. So it says Gemara, mishum davle lav shein v'maisa. V'kalav shein v'maisa in lokan lav. No, losana itself is a lav shein v'maisa. And you don't get Malkus on a lav shein v'maisa. So that's why we need the fancier drasha, v'tzdiku v'rishiu, to tell me that Edom Zomim in fact get Malkus. The Rambam paskins in the fifth parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin, like the Tanakama, that Edom Zomim is that Dine Malkus is Bishlosha. The Rambam writes, but those Shlosha need to be Smuchim. But if they were Hediotos, then you would not be able to be done Dine Malkus. So the Kesem Mishnah explains, where does the Rambam get this from? So he says that the Rambam gets it from the notion that with regard to all Dine Malkus and Misa are the same, and we're going to explore this in a moment. It's only with regard to the Minyan Hadayanim that the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shmuel disagree, and that there's a special drasha that you don't need 23 Dayanim. Meaning, how do I know that you only need 3 Dayanim? Ushvatum, Shvatum teaches us 2 Ein Bezin Shakul. Had it not been for a special drasha of Ushvatum, the default position would have been that Malkus requires 23. We don't need fancy explanations for Rabbi Yishmael. We need a chiddush in the pasuk for the Tanakama, dafka for the Tanakama. The default would have been 23. Why would the default have been 23? Well, we're going to see that the Gemara is going to explain within Shitas Rabbi Yishmael because Malkus and Misa are the same. And we have to see what that means exactly, that Malkus and Misa are the same, but that's what we would have naturally assumed. And therefore, the Rambam says, these 3 Dayanim are not like your typical 3 Dayanim for Dine Mamanus, where you don't need them to be Mumchim. These 3 Dayanim are the kinds of Dayanim, the quality of the Dayanim has to be Sanhedrin Ketana Dayanim. It has to be 23 judge type of Dayanim. Just the number of Dayanim is Shlosha. So it's a bit of an unusual Beis Din. Normally, if you need 3, they don't need to be Mumchim. If you need 23, they need to be Musmachim. So the Rambam says that over here it's 3, but they need to be musmachim. As far as the last line of the Gemara, that the reason they don't get Malkus for Losana is because it's Lav Shein B'Maisa, so Tosos and many other Rishonim raised the question. The Gemara could have said better. The Gemara could have said that Losana means you're not allowed to testify falsely. So a testimony could be anything. It could be about Misa as well. And if a person testifies falsely about Misa, he runs the risk of being an Eid Zomim on Misa and getting himself killed. And we have another rule that a lav that's nitan lasaris misas bezdin is ein lokin a lav. So why do we need to say that it's lav shein bo maisa? And that's why it's ein lokin a lav. There's another perfectly good reason that ein lokin a lav. It's a lav shenitain lasaris misas bezdin. That's the kasha that a number of the rishonim ask. So the Tosos in Dibra Maschil Mishum raises this question. He says, yeah, it could have given that answer as well, that it's nitan lasaris misas bezdin, but nothing wrong with lav shein bo maisa, which is also perfect. perfectly good reason that you don't get malchus on it. Then the Balei Atosos quote in Maseches Baba Kama and Maseches Makos elsewhere, where they discuss the same question, that maybe they wanted this answer to work, even according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir in Maseches Makos. Rabbi Meir holds in Maseches Makos Dav Dalid that Ashara Le'edim Zomin, the Ashara for Edim Zomin is from the Pasuk, V'anisharim Yishmu V'yirov V'lo Yusifu Lasos Od Kedavar Ara Azeh B'kirbecha. So according to him, the Lav of Losana is only on Edus Sheker and is not on Edim Zomin. There's a separate Pasuk for Edim Zomin. So it turns out, according to Rabbi Meir, that the Lav of Losana is not Nitein Lasaras Mises Bezdin. So we didn't want to give the answer that you don't get Malkus because Nitein Lasaras Mises Bezdin, that doesn't work with Shitas Rabbi Meir. Oh, but it's Lav Shein B'maisa. Yeah, that works according to everybody. And then other Rishonim suggest, the Ritva suggests, that the Gemara wanted to give an answer that works according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds a Maseches Makos Daf Yud Gimel, that you do get Malkus on the Lav that's Nitein Lasaras Mises Bezdin. The Gemara couldn't say the reason you don't get Malkus is Nitein Lasaras Mises Bezdin. Rabbi Shmuel holds that yes, you do. You get Malkus on the Lav and Nitein Lasaras Mises Bezdin. So that's why the Gemara just went with the more simple Lav Shein B'maisa. That since it's Lav Shein B'maisa, in Lokin Lav. It is a question why that's considered a Lav Shein B'maisa. The Gemara we're going to see later on in Daf Samachay is going to have a discussion about what exactly the parameters of Dibur are. Is Dibur a Maisa? Is it not a Maisa? The Gemara is going to say that someone who's Megadev B'shogeg is Chayev Chatas, even though there's no Chayev Chatas on a Chet, that's Ein Bo Maisa. But a Megadev is apparently considered a Maisa. Why? Because Akima Svasav is considered a Maisa. So the Gemara over there asks, why are Edom Zomim not considered a Maisa? They also do the same Akima Svasayim, they're also moving their lips. It's the same Maisa that a Megadev does. So the Gemara says that the Edom Zomim are different because it's Yashnam Bari'iyah. That in the Edom Zomim, it's not purely about the talking, it's about what they claim to have seen. And seeing is certainly not a Maisa. That's what Rashi over there says. Their Ikur Chiyuv was Al Yedei Ri'iyah. That they're made about what they saw. And Ri'iyah does not involve a Maisa. That's a very difficult answer to understand because they're Edom Zomim. They didn't actually see anything. So it's hard to say that their Ikur Chiyuv is for what they saw. They didn't see. That's why they became Edom Zomim. So very difficult. Maybe we'll discuss it when we get there. But that it's just to make it sound like it's a Davar Pashut. That, yeah, of course, Edom Zomim is Lav Shein B'maisa. Not quite so Pashut. That is Lav Shein B'maisa. Rashi explains, so why do they not get Malkus? Just because Lav Shein B'maisa? He said, yeah, you don't get Malkus Lav Shein B'maisa. The Gemara Malkus derives from Pasuk, Im lo sish melasos, v'ifla Hashem es makosecha. The Lash of Lasos implies that you did a Maisa. So all the Mepharshim are bothered by the Kasha, that Rashi gives us a drasha that the Gemara has in the Hava Amin over there. If you look up the Sugya of Maseches Makos, the Gemara ultimately rejects that drasha and has to find a different drasha that you don't get Malkus on Lav Shein B'maisa. So they work on that as well. You have to figure out why exactly that Rashi would give a drasha that's only according to the Hava Amin. Rashi often does that. He'll often, in explaining one Gemara, just explain based on a Hava Amin of another Gemara, and sometimes you get the impression that when Rashi's interest is not to give you the full Sugya somewhere else and figure out how to make our Sugya fit with another Sugya, that's Tosfos' interest. Rashi's interest is to give you the simplest pshat and the easiest understanding of this Gemara. So maybe the simplest pshat in this Gemara, you just have to figure out why it's the simplest pshat in this Gemara. Okay, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Be'esem Mishlosha. Rabbi Shmuel said that even for a regular Malkus case, you need 23 Dayanim. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, where does he get that from? Two possibilities. Amar Abai Asya Rasha Rasha Mechayav Misos. We have a special limud from Chayav Misos. Ksiv Hacha Vayim Bin Akos HaRasha. By Malkus it says Rasha. Ksiv Hasam Asher Hu Rasha Lamas. Then it says by Misa as well that he's Rasha Lamas Kimosi Mas. So Mala Allah and Besser Mishlosha, Avka and Besser Mishlosha. So just like by Misa, obviously you need 23 Dayanim, so by Malkus you also need 23 Dayanim. That is Abaye, meaning Abaye says we need a drasha to teach 23, we would not have known 23 on our own. Rava Amar, Rava says different. He says, no, Malkus b'makom Misa omedas. Of course you need 23 Dayanim for Malkus. Malkus is in the stead of Misa. Malkus is in the place of Misa. So that's why you need 23 Dayanim. Malkus is a form of Misa. So Amar Rav Acha b'rei de Rava l'Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha b'rei de Rava says, Ravashi, how far do you take that svara that Malkus Mako Misa and therefore follows all the laws of Misa? Iachi umdana lamali limchi vi maslemus. Why then do we have to assess the person who's receiving Malkus whether he's able to withstand all the Malkus and still survive? Nah, don't make any assessment. Beat him up, and if he dies, he dies. He's chayv Misa anyway. Malkus is b'mako Misa. Samalei amakra v'nikla achicha le'enecha. Pasuk says that when you're giving him Malkus, he's supposed to be achicha. Ki machis agabe dechayim machis. When you hit him, it's got to be on top of a, you got to be hitting a living person, because achicha means a living brother. Okay, fine. You have to hit a living person. But who says he can't die under your whip? So don't hit him again after he dies. Elahad etanya amdu l'kabel esrim ein makonos el makosarius l'shtalish v'kamein timnisrei. We said that if you estimate that he's going to be able to withstand 20 malkios, you got to give him 18. You can't give him 21 because it has to be ruyus l'shtalish, and you can't give him 21. He's only going to be able to withstand 20. So what though? Limchiye esrim v'chada. Give him 21 v'chimais ba'chada lemus, and if he dies with that 21st, good. Let him die. He's chayiv misa anyway. And that da'kimachas agab dechayiv kamachas. And don't worry, you're not hitting a dead person. That last hit, when you hit him, was on a live person. He's just dying from it. So amalei amakrav v'nikla achicha l'anecha achar shalaka achicha bina v'leka. It's not enough that before you hit him, he has to be achicha. Even after you hit him, he has to still be achicha. And therefore, you have to keep him alive through the last malchus. Now, this idea that malchus is b'mako misa omedes, the Rishonim have machlokas, what exactly that means. Rashi over here says that since he violated the command of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he deserves to die. One who violates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will is deserving of misa. The Torah was kind enough to give him malchus instead of misa. So just like there's skila on certain averos, there's hereg on certain averos, there's sreifa on certain averos, malchus is like a fifth form of misa. The lumdus of that is very impactful, that you're going to say that malchus has a din of misa, as we mentioned before. What about all the other rules of the dayanim? So granted, we have a machlokas, whether it's 23 or 3, but if you're going to say that malchus is in place of misa, so all the other rules of misa should l'chora begin to apply by malchus as well. And there are many nafkaminas. Mostly, if the achronim discuss, does the Tanakhama agree in principle? Does he agree that malchus makom misa? He just holds that there's a gzeres hakasuv, that just like Rabbi Shmuel holds, there's a gzeres hakasuv, he's not supposed to die from this form of misa that we call malchus. Maybe there's a gzeres hakasuv that you need 3 dayanim. But in principle, malchus makom misa, and that's critical because of the Shittas HaRambam. That's where the Rambam gets the idea that even if you hold there are only 3 dayanim, they have to have smicha. Because in order to give misa, you need to have smicha. And malchus is b'mako misa. This is discussed at great length by Maharal Bach. Maharal Bach wrote a kuntras ha-smicha. When they wanted to reinstitute the smicha 500 some years ago, why did they want to reinstitute the smicha? Because there were people who thought that they were chayiv kares and they wanted to receive malchus because chayavi krisos shalaku are niftaru mikrisasan. They would get pata from the kares and they get malchus. And we couldn't give malchus unless we had dayanim smuchim. So they wrote a whole kuntras all about this, all about whether you really need smuchim and what the rules are in order to give malchus. Anyway, Tosfos over here says b'shem yesh mefarshim, a different understanding of what it means on malchus makom misa. The Gemara is going to say later on that b'nei Noach asarasam zui misasam, that when b'nei Noach violate anything that they're not allowed to violate, they're chayv misa for violating any of the shevmits b'nei Noach. So the fact that the Torah was kind enough to us to not make us chayv misa for everything, so that's what it means, as opposed to b'nei Noach, where every violation of the Ratzon Hashem and the Dvar Hashem, every violation is going to be a chayv misa. Says sometimes the guy who gets malchus does die from the malchus. We try to avoid that, but sometimes he will die. So that's what we mean malchus makom misa, that it sometimes will actually happen that the malchus will be makom misa. So in fact, the Rambam writes explicitly in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Zayin, k'shem shemitzvah lahamis asamuchiv misa kach mitzvah se lahalkus asamuchiv malchus. He makes a comparison, just like we give misa Isa, so too we give Malkus, and then he's even more explicit. Shenamar v'ipilu ha-shofet v'kol l'fanav v'afli shemalkus b'shlosha b'mako misa hi omedes. Even though Malkus only gets three, is only with three dayanim, it's b'mako misa. So that's what the Achronim explained, that l'chora, this idea that Malkus b'mako misa is only within Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, that you have 23 dayanim. Where does the Rambam get that? It's b'mako misa, if the Rambam is going to paskin, that you only need three dayanim like the Tanakama. So that's what the Achronim explained, that no, the Tanakama also agrees that Malkus is b'mako misa. The Tanakama just thinks that there's a gzeiros hakosuv that we only need three dayanim and we don't need 23 dayanim. Okay, we need to get moving over here. Ibra chodesh b'shlosha. Ibra chodesh is done with three dayanim. Chishuv lo katani, kiddush lo katani, Eli Ibur. It doesn't say cheshbening the month. It doesn't say being mekadesh the new month. It says being ma'aber the month. Being ma'aber the month means you make it a 30-day month, not a 29-day month. Well, you know how you do that? By doing nothing. You know, you make a 30-day month, don't be mekadesh day 30 as Rosh Chodesh. Then memela, day 31 will be Rosh Chodesh Niyav, Chodesh Mu'ubar. So what do you mean Ibur HaChodesh requires any number of dayanim? It requires doing nothing. So Gemara has four explanations. Number one, Amar Abaye Tni Kiddush HaChodesh. It should say Kiddush HaChodesh requires three. Tani Namiyachi Kiddush HaChodesh V'Ibra Shana B'Shlosha Divrei Meir. That it's Kiddush HaChodesh V'Ibra Shana that requires Shlosha. Amar Rava V'Ha Ibur Katani. So Rava says, yeah, but it's not what it says. It says Ibur. It doesn't say Kiddush. Ella Amar Rava, a second explanation. Kiddush B'Yom Ibur B'Shlosha. Achar Ibur Leka Kiddush. That Kiddush on the day that would have been the Yom Ibur, on the 30th day, if you're instead going to be Mekadesh and declare as Rosh Chodesh, which means the opposite of Ibur, when you make it a short month, that requires three dayanim. Once the day of Ibur has passed, you don't need Kiddush anymore. If it's already 30 days and now it's day 31, it's obviously already Rosh Chodesh. You don't need Kiddush. And that assumes like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik, Tatan Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik Omer, Imlon Nir Bizmano, Ein Mekachno Soshek Var. That if it didn't happen on day 30, so then we don't need to be Mekadesh, it was ready Mekudosh, B'Shamayim. Third explanation, Rav Nachman Amar, Kiddush Achar Ibur B'Shlosha, B'Yom Ibur Leko Kiddush. That it's the opposite, that if you're going to be Mekadesh day 31, that's where you need three dayanim. If you're going to be Mekadesh day 30 as Rosh Chodesh, then you don't need Kiddush. Umani Plimohi, and that assumes the opposite of Rav Elazar ben Tzadik, that assumes like Plimo, Titania, Plimo Omer, Bizmano in Mekachnos. So shalom bismano mekadishno. So that it's only when it's a longer month that we're actually mekadish. Then we have a fourth explanation of Ashi Amar liolam chishuv katani. Really, it should say that chishuv is bishlosha. That cheshbening out how much time, how many days requires three. Umay ibur chishuv di ibur. Ibur means chishuv di ibur. Va'idit kabayil misni ibur shana taninami ibur chodesh. And since it's going to use the term ibur shana, we use the term ibur chodesh, even though it's not really the ibur. Chishuv Chodesh in Kiddush Chodesh Lo. So it's only Chishuv Chodesh that requires three. Kiddush Chodesh, apparently, three is not the magic number. Well, money, Reb Lazar, that assumes like Reb Lazar. It's time, Reb Lazar Omer, Bein Bizmano, Bein Shalom Bizmano, Ein Mekachino So. Shnarm of Kiddushim, Shnasa Chamishim, Shanim Atta Mekadish, Yatta Mekadish Chodashim. That were Mekadish Shnasa Chamishim, were Mekadish years, were not Mekadish Chodashim. And therefore, you don't need any number of dayanim for actual Kiddush HaChodesh. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shlosher. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, you need three and five and seven at different stages. Tanya, Ketram Rabbi Shimon Gamliel B'Shlosher Maschilin, you begin the discussion with three, B'Chamisha Nosin V'Nosin, and then you continue with five, V'Gomrin B'Shiva, and then you conclude it with seven. Now, how does that work? Echad Omer Leishev V'Shnayim Omer Shlol Leishev, if one dayan says, let's sit and discuss, and the other two dayanim say, there's nothing to discuss, we don't need to be Ma'abr this Shana, batal yachad b'miyuto. Then he's outvoted, we don't discuss it. Shnayim rom leishev echrom shalol leishev. But if it's the opposite, so now we know we need to discuss it, mosifin aleim od shnayim. We bring another two dayanim to actually discuss it with them. V'nosim v'nosim medavar, so you have five dayanim discussing. Now they take a vote. Shnayim omrim tzricha, u'shlosh omrein tzricha. Two of the dayanim say, we need to be ma'abr the Shana. Three say, no we don't. Batal shnayim b'miyuton, we're not ma'abr the Shana. But if the vote goes the other way, shlosh that the vote goes 3-2 to be ma'abra the shana, then we'll see if an aleim out shnayim. Then we need to add another two dayanim. She'in a minyan pachos mishiva. You can't have a minyan of dayanim to be ma'abra the shana less than seven judges. So says Gemara, well, hani shlosha chamisha v'shiva kenegan me. Why 3, 5, and 7 of all the numbers to pick? So pligera Rabbi Yisrael bar Nachmeni v'chadi imei umanu Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi v'amil Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi v'chidi imei umanu Rabbi Yisrael bar Nachmeni. Chad omer kenegu birchus kohanim, that the three psukim of birchus kohanim have 3, 5, and 7 words in it. So that's why those are the number of judges. V'chad omer shlosha kenegu shomer esaf, chamisha meiroa p'nei melech, shiva roa p'nei melech. 3, 5, and 7 correspond to the level of guards around the kings. Tan Rav Yosef, hani shlosha chamisha v'shiva, shlosha kenegu shomer esaf, chamisha meiroa p'nei melech, shiva roa p'nei melech. Amalei abayil Rav Yosef, ad in my time lo parish lon marachi. Why have you never told me that before? Such a beautiful explanation. Amalei lo aviyadana disrichisu. Mi b'yisum inay milsav lo amri l'chu. You never told me you didn't know. I would have been happy to tell you if you would have just told me that you needed this information. Okay, Beth Shem, we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow.